can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Recovering from a very uninspired lap dance, it's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with Jordan,
Mariano,
and Keith.
There you go.
Oh, they switched it up on me. This is already going to be a fantastic episode.
Yes.
So, how are you guys feeling today?
I'm feeling great. It's July 1st. Happy 1st of July.
Oh, already? That's right. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, too.
I know.
Three days from Independence Day. Can you believe
right?
it?
Right? I know. Got to pay rent. Oh, well.
I know. Independence Day? What's that? I have to pay rent.
Oh, man. It just hit me. I also have to pay rent.
I know, dude. I know.
We should start a show, Three Broke Guys.
Seriously.
So,
or just the truth.
Right?
Speaking of freedom and independence,
yes.
Guess what, guys? I'm going to drop a real news bomb on you.
What's that? What's that?
We're doing two movies to review this week.
We always do that.
And you're right. That wasn't the surprise. That was the build-up for the upcoming surprise, which is we're having a very freedom-themed episode with Independence Day.
Resurgence.
The sequel. Yeah, Resurgence. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And also, don't forget, The Free State of Jones.
All right. So it is an independence, freedom-laced movie podcast today. Right on.
I'm glad you brought that up, Keith, because here at Golden State Media Concepts.
We are not free at all. We're under contract, and we are bound by... I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, you sleep in a cage. Me and Keith have homes to go to. But we do
right
love freedom
that.
Here, that's for sure, right?
Yes. Mariana has a home to go to, too.
No, so. Exactly. No, for the record, Mariana doesn't sleep in a cage, and if it is, it's completely by his choice.
I was going to say, right? If it is, because I wanted to.
Exactly.
Don't hate.
Because he loves freedom. So, I guess, first of all, we can start off with Independence Day.
Resurgence.
God.
Yes.
So.
Where do we start? So this film, folks, this sequel really is literally 20 years later than the first film. And it starts off that way in the movie, too. This movie is directed by Roland Emmerich, who also directed the first Independence Day.
Good.
He did The Day After Tomorrow, Godzilla, and The Patriot.
So he's
Stargate
good at
and Universal Soldier. Yeah.
He's good at disaster.
Ooh, Universal Soldier. I like that movie.
Yeah. So he's done this. He's been around the block. So now what's cool? So this film stars Bill Pullman returns back as President Whitmore. Jeff Goldblum returns as David Levinson, and Judd Hirsch plays his dad. He returns. Vivica A. Fox returns as Jasmine Hiller. Jesse T. Usher plays hers and Will Smith's son, Dylan Hiller, in this film. So everyone returned but Will Smith, basically. Mm-hmm. But Jesse T. Usher does a good job playing his son. He even looks like he's Will Smith's son.
Yeah, he does. Actually, that guy did a good job.
Yeah, he did. Michael Monroe plays Patricia Whitmore, who's the president. President Whitmore's daughter, Bill Pullman's daughter. She's also a pilot in the film, so she does a good job. And then Cilla Ward plays the new president, President Lanford. And Liam Hemsworth is the new character, plays Jake Morrison. No, he's a pilot with the past.
Right.
So
a pilot with the past. Yeah. You should make detective novels. I don't think you realize how good you are at it.
Thanks, man. And Brent Spiner, everyone loves him from Star Trek Generation, is Data. He plays Dr. Brakish Oaken, if I'm saying it right. So he's in the film, too. I think he's a new addition to the movie as well. So, but wow. So where do we start, fellas?
There's a lot to start.
Yeah. I can go first
can
if you want. Oh, go ahead.
I was just looking at Mariano.
Please.
Can I just say liked the idea when the movie first started, I liked that they actually did it picking up 20 years later. Because I'm like, that's clever because it is 20 years later.
Too,
right,
yeah.
right.
But the a lot of the movie was really cheesy to me.
Yeah. Yeah, the trailer was better than the film.
Yeah,
the film wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
It just wasn't great.
No. Yeah.
The first film. So we can honestly say in this podcast because we've been having the Attack of the Sequels going on for a while now.
That's right. Yeah.
And this is
been
part
the
of that.
Summer of the Sequels.
Yeah. So Attack of the Sequel, Summer of the Sequel. This sequel was not as good as the first movie.
No,
not at all.
But really, it had a lot to live up to. I mean, its predecessor was kind of the movie, right? It was the movie as far as feeling patriotic, as far as alien invasions.
It broke records at the time that it came out.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. You're going to give me a movie 20 years later.
Exactly.
It better be worth
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You and think that there's
that
some
works
things
against
that,
it, actually.
Right. And the budget, I'm sure it was big. Look at all those big names. It yes. should have been better than it was.
Yes.
I liked where it was going at first. It felt good because, you know, and everyone's seen the trailer. Everyone knows. They've utilized the technology of the aliens.
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked that aspect about it because yes. I really love seeing, you know, new technology uh-huh. movies.
Right.
It's nice to see that expansive world.
Right.
But it didn't really rely just on that. It felt like did it kind of feel like a rehash?
You know what?
It didn't feel like a rehash to me. The whole – you know, when they show you the new queen – you know, queen, right. alien queen mother, because they had one in the first one.
Yeah.
We can say that much. They show you, I mean, I liked all of that. I did not hate this film. I didn't dislike
it. No, I didn't. I think I would have actually liked it a lot more if it was a different – if it wasn't an Independence Day, too. I mean
– And that's a good point. That's possibly a good point. That, but there were moments about – there were certain things I did like. I just felt like it could have been better. So,
I don't want to say rehash that.
Well,
I
hear you. Well, I'll say this, in my opinion, that if you're looking to have some fun, go watch it. If you're looking for fun, if you're looking for something that you're not going to take too seriously, then it's a fun film to watch in that aspect.
And I don't want to wrap up this one just yet, but I do want to say on that note, I think that's a good point. If you've never seen the first Independence Day, you can even watch this one, and I think you would like it more.
Yeah.
And then you can watch the first Independence Day and go, okay, that's nice. I think it's worth losing the continuity for the fact that you won't be, your expectations won't be really dashed.
I agree, but I think Mariana has a hammer to drop. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know what, though, is that
hammer to drop?
A hammer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what, though, is that the first Independence Day, I didn't watch that one and then watch this new one and think like anything less of it because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be clear, too. It was a good movie. Like, there was nothing I disliked. The story was all good. Just a lot of the acting was just cheesy. That's my only problem with this movie.
Okay, so you had a problem with the acting.
Yeah.
See, I had more of a problem with the story. I felt like it could have been a little bit more serious, and I felt like there were some things.
That's what I mean, but that's down to the actors.
Some of it was corny.
A lot of it was
just corny.
It was a lot of things that just didn't need to be said. A lot of things that were like
– I agree.
A lot of things that were just cliche, like
– I agree.
Like action movies or like cliche, of course, when this happens in another movie with airplanes in it, then this is said. And then, and then it turns out that it's actually not true. Like, you know, it's
– Yeah.
My favorite parts about this movie were just the scale of things. You know,
yeah.
I guess I have to agree with you. Some of the dialogue just kind of really grinded me a little bit.
Yeah, but
it
was kind of corny,
that, right?
Yeah.
I liked Liam Hemsworth's character.
I didn't.
I thought he was enjoyable.
Okay.
He was like, it was unbelievable
cliche?
For me. Like, I know it's Independence Day and it's about a movie with aliens, but would there really be a pilot that was that immature and like just that careless with his ship and. His friend was, you know, so interested in some girl. Is it really, you know?
I think some aspects of the movie kind of make me suspend my belief with it. I know what you're getting at, though. I do know. I think that it was a little bit over the top. It was really playing into that cliche of
I think it was
I don't
way,
play by the rules, but I get the job done.
I think considering it's 2016, it was way over the top because it felt to me like an
80s. That was cliche. Though.
It felt to me like an 80s movie type thing. Like,
yeah.
Like
top
everything
gun-ish
was
kind of.
Yeah, like everything was good, but a lot, like 80% of what they said didn't need to be said.
I felt like Jesse T. Usher playing Will Smith's son, Dylan Hiller.
Was one
I
of
thought
my
he did a good job.
Yeah.
And I thought that Liam Hemsworth's love interest, Micah Monroe, I thought she was good. So it does seem like it was kind of inconsistent in the sense that those two characters.
And the general was
serious.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it is a fun film. It's an entertainment film. It's a family film worth watching if you want to take your family out on the holidays.
Right.
So, like I said, I'm still gonna say I recommend the film.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I just don't love it the way I want it to.
Exactly. Me too. I still recommend the film. I still like it. I just don't love it because the acting was cheesy.
Yeah,
I think that's a loaded question because really, depending on how much you like the first Independence Day, I'd be really wary to give this one a shot. But if you've never seen
it,
or
speak your truth.
If you're kind of being, if you're lighthearted, if you're not, if you don't have Independence Day 1 on your wall posters, then go ahead, give it a try. I mean, it's not going to be as good as the first one, but it's still a decent movie if it's on its own.
I do like what you said about that because you're right. If you never saw the first one, you just went to see this one, you can enjoy it and not feel lost.
Yeah.
So I'll give. So they did that. That was a good enough job in that sense. But when you've seen the first one, you know,
right,
you
feel a little different.
Exactly. So, but you're right. If you've never seen this first movie and you go to watch this, you're absolutely right.
All right.
That's I like what you said about that. I agree with you on that.
I think we're all in agreement. I think this is a really smooth episode, but I think we're also about to have to go to a commercial break.
Yes, so we are.
When we come back, we're going to be taking on Free State of Jones. So stick around.
Yeah.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Keith.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Mariano.
And we're back with our other movie to review, which is Free State of Jones.
That's right.
So this movie is directed by Gary Ross, who also directed Pleasantville, Seabiscuit, Hunger Games.
Pleasantville?
Yes.
Yep.
Is that the Pleasantville?
Yes, great movie. Dude.
Yeah, with Tobey Maguire.
I just watched that again recently. Yes. No tangents. But,
yes. And he also wrote the screenplay for Big.
Really?
Yeah, that was his first big break. Yeah.
I like Hunger Games.
I know. I couldn't resist.
Okay. He directed only the first Hunger Games?
Yes.
Okay. That's my favorite one, too.
Yeah, it's a great movie. So
I don't know why, but I guess I was kind of hoping the guy who made Big also made Big Friendly Giant and Iron Giant.
Anything good, but large
in the name.
I know, dude. I know. But this film stars Matthew McConaughey as Newton Knight, Gugu Mbatha-Raw as Rachel, Marshala Ali as Moses, and Kerry Russell as Serena. So this film is about the Civil War. Matthew McConaughey's character. This is based off of a true story, too, actually. Newton Knight is a Confederate soldier who gets just disgusted with the war, and he deserts it. He leaves. He winds up befriending other Confederate soldiers who deserted the war and ex-slaves. And with the premise, and you see this in the trailer, too, they wind up declaring their own freedom and declaring their own Free State of Jones.
Right.
You know, which is a county.
Like a Robin Hoodie type band.
Yeah. It's cool. It was a true story, too. So
So I'll let you guys talk first. So, and then I'll do my thing. So.
You know what? Matthew McConaughey was very good. The other two that you mentioned were very good, but the movie was long to me.
It felt like it dragged to me, too. And I love these types of movies, and I love McConaughey movies, too.
Yeah. Lately, his movies have been very – like Dallas Buyers Club was a really
good
movie.
He's been on a roll, yeah.
Yeah, he has been.
Mm-hmm.
True Detective on HBO. Those Lincoln commercials, those got him an Emmy.
I haven't seen – but I even like Magic
You're
Mike.
Joking.
He did a good job as Dallas. Okay. But this movie, it wasn't bad. It was just – it wasn't as great as I was going in expecting it to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that's too. I had high expectations. I was when it came to Independence Day, I was very weary about it because you know it's following a great movie.
Well, not even that, but because Independence Day is a movie about aliens, and this is a movie about the Civil War, and there's so much that could have been done there. Like this movie could have been really emotional, could have been really gritty, could have been a lot of things, and it kind of dragged along. A long time for me.
Wow.
A lot of like speeches, a lot of kind of nothing.
It felt like there was a few scenes that just kind of felt like
a lot of like funeral speeches. It was getting there.
I usually love, like I said, I love these kinds of movies. I love the period pieces when it comes to like Civil War era.
Uh-huh. I do too.
I love Matthew McConaughey. I came in this really expecting to have a good time.
Me too. And it wasn't
terrible. I did at some points, yeah. There were a good point. You know, there were points that I was like, all right, that was really cool to watch. That was a fun scene.
Like, let me be clear. Like, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't even bad. It just wasn't that great is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was good. It just, you know.
And I think the story itself was good too. Like, yeah. And so nothing against the story, nothing against the actors that were in it. I just felt like exactly. It could have been done a bit differently. This was a true story, and it's a true story that's very worthy of a movie.
Yes.
Maybe just a movie that kind of fit a little bit better than this one.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Keith. All right.
I know.
You're bubbling up. Come on.
Keith's head's about to explode.
No, not – I mean, I feel like the three of us watched a different film. This film, to me, is one of the best movies of the year. I enjoyed everything about this movie.
Well, you know what?
It was amazing to me. Matthew McConaughey was riveting. Everybody did a great job. The story was deep. It was poignant. It's intense. It was sad. This film is one of my favorite films of the year already. I think this film should get nominated, to be honest with you. And I expect that it will. To see what these people went through, the whole voting scene, there was just so much about this film. Yeah, the film is 2 hours long, I believe. So, but it went by for me. The director did a great job for me. It's like I was there with them watching that film.
I think that a lot of the things that you're saying good about this movie, I can actually get behind and agree with. But when it came down to it, it was a long movie. And there are a lot of movies that are well over 2 hours. You know, you've got, you know, near 3 hour movies.
Yeah, that don't feel like it.
They don't feel like it. It didn't feel like it dragged on a bit. And
I have to disagree with both of you guys. Out of all the movie podcasts that we've done, I love this film. I will be buying this film. I thought it was an amazing film. But that's fine, though. I mean, this is what we do. But, yeah, I mean, I thought that Mahershala Ali, who played Moses, the runaway slave, I mean, I thought he was amazing. Like I said, Matthew McConaughey was just great. Everybody just did a great job. I mean, there was so much symbolism with this film, so many things that just hit home for me that, you know, I loved it.
It comes out on, you know, for available DVD and, you know, download, a part of me wants to say that I want to watch it again because you do bring up things that I think are true with the movie. But then there's this other part of me that's thinking, I got to sit through that entire movie again to try to really appreciate it.
Well, it's a tough subject matter, and a lot of people,
the subject matter
movies
that
about slavery. You know what I'm saying, huh?
But when it comes to those kind of movies, I'm usually a big fan of them. I usually come out like very where it's thought provoking. It feels like, oh wow,
right,
you know.
Right.
I didn't get that effect with this one. It didn't feel as moving as those movies usually are.
I mean, for me, it totally moved me, and then. There was so much symbolism that has to do with the relevance of today, with the double standard to how those people were being treated, especially the slaves and the former slaves. I mean, there was that movie is relevant even today. I mean, and the fact that these people over 100 years ago or 200 years ago, you know, were able to come together and to be a multicultural society in the middle of the Civil War. Talk about having the spirit of America. That film showcased all of that.
Which it, I agree, and it sounded it.
You know, go ahead.
But that's the thing though, because I can't explain what it was missing that makes it feel like it's dragging. Because you're right, it does showcase it. Yeah. It brings out a good message, but it's not a message that I could see again. It's not. Uh-huh. It didn't feel powerful. It didn't.
It was very powerful for me.
I would watch it again, and I will watch it again. Corpse Bride was one of those movies that I watched it a few times, and then I was like, oh, you know what? I like this. Mm-hmm. So I'll give it another shot. But again, I agree with everything you say. It's not that I dislike the movie. It's not that I missed that like touching moment that even back then there were people who believed that everybody was equal and mm-hmm. and that they were actually brave enough to fight for it. And I understand, you know. I just feel like with all that, the delivery wasn't like enough. Like they didn't do like I'll put it this way.
I agree with you.
I'll put it that all was so powerful. I wish that it was done better justice. Like I wish the movie was that much more touching because these are such touchy topics even today.
I think you're exactly right. Me and Mariana are in the same boat.
But again, I can't say this enough. I did not dislike it. I repeat, I liked it. I just didn't love it. Yeah. But I'll watch it again, and I might change my opinion a little bit.
Yeah, I loved it. So, like I said, I will be buying this film, and I like to see all of these people get nominated for Academy Awards and NAACP Image Awards. I like to see all of them get nominated because I think they did a great job. So, and kudos to me, kudos to Gary Ross. And then, it's based on a true story, like Jordan said, you're right. And there's still some stuff that was left out because I did some research on that too.
Yeah, but you can only squeeze too much in 2 hours.
Exactly, exactly. But that's cool. But hey, like I said, you know, right on. But it's time for a break too, so.
That's right. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up on these two movies, so stay tuned.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we are back. Thanks for listening, guys, to the GSMC Movie Review Podcast. I'm Mariano.
I'm Keith.
Jordan, once again, yeah.
And we just reviewed two movies. It was the Freedom Theme, I believe. It was Independence Day Resurgence and Free State of Jones.
Yeah, so it's Freedom Theme from Jordan, and it's still kind of halfway Attack of the Sequels.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's a half attack, yeah.
Oh, I like the half attack.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, Free State of Jones isn't a sequel, but there are a lot of movies to compare it to. So in a way, you know.
I hear you. I hear you.
It's a continuation.
Yeah. So we talked. So, Independence Day Resurgence. Yeah. We like the film. We just don't love it. So we're all on the same page with that one. So, but it's a good family. Like I said, it's a good fun family film.
I feel like it puts things in perspective. So I'm going to do like a scale of 1 to 10.
Sure.
From now on, I'll do a scale of 1 to 10.
Right on.
Independence Day Resurgence. Nothing is bad about it except the cheesy kind of corny dialogue.
Right.
The only thing is it comes at some times where you're like, man, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to give it like a 7 out of 10.
You think
I was thinking the same thing, man. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. It'd be like a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, 7 out of 10. Because the movie was good overall. It's just
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't great.
It's what bothered me, what killed me is that it's not even anything that they didn't put in. If they would have taken those things out and that's it. The movie would have been like an 8, 9 out of 10.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
And that's what kills it. It was something so simple. How can you not go back in like pre-production and editing and be like, you know what? That's cheesy. Let's get it out of here.
But I will, Bill Pullman coming back as the president, he was great. The original Bill Pullman. I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, everybody did a good job. It was like none of the acting I had a problem with. Yeah. A lot of it was just cheesy. But that's not the actor's fault necessarily. If that's the way it was written, then, you know.
So I hear you.
I'd say I'd give it like a 6 or like a 5 plus if you want to.
Then you're not really promoting the film.
I'd give it a 6. Yeah, because I feel like it's something that I wouldn't see again. But Independence Day was something I would see again.
Okay, that's fair.
I think I'd rather see Free State of Jones than Independence Day Resurgence because I feel like there's nothing left to figure out on Independence Day Resurgence. There's nothing else I'm going to appreciate as I see it again.
I don't know because I'm going to have to go the other way and say, what else do we need to figure out about the Civil War? Independence Day is a new story that hasn't happened yet. It's, you know, alien, something that's not true. Civil War, I mean, we can dissect it all we want. It'll always be interesting, but like what more needs to be figured out?
I think a lot. There's a lot of different stories to be told with it. I think that, I mean, it's a great genre because people have really lately kind of they've done a really great job of capturing.
Well, I think lately they're finally at the era where they can really, really move someone back to their time period or forward to their time period. And I can say, without saying too much about Independence Day, the little twist that we got right at the end there that kind of hinted at something further, I would like to see that.
You think that there's going to be a sequel to it?
I think there will be a third one to it. And I think that if they can keep the cheesiness to a minimum – that could be one of the greatest movies of whatever year it comes out.
Independence Trilogy, yeah.
I'm still going to
watch the third one. If there is a third one, I'll have my hopes.
So, yeah, we definitely – well, I think they already slated there's supposed to be one. I think you can go online and I think he's slated to direct the third one already.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's done that well. Because, you know, if a movie does well enough.
Exactly.
Then they reboot it.
Yeah.
You know, so, I just don't think I like the president too much. He just...
The new one or the old?
I liked new president. I mean...
Cella Ward.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're still talking about Independence Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because President Lincoln's also doing just fine.
I mean, because in Independence Day, there's the current president.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. The old president from the first one, I didn't like his character as much in this one as I did before.
I feel like I know why, but it wasn't a problem for me. He had that kind of heavy burden sense to him. Like he had the he seemed like there was something that he needed to do. Almost like he was like Eeyore, kind of. Wasn't he?
Well, yeah, I liked him. I felt like he. I agree with you. I felt like he.
Yeah, I liked it, burdened.
Yeah, that he had a lot of burden, and no one was listening to him. They thought he was crazy.
But in my opinion, it made sense as to why, and I totally went with it.
Yeah. That's
cool.
I think it's just a few scenes that I'm thinking.
Cheesy, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, there was cheesiness, and the more we talk about it, the more I think, yeah, that was a cheesy movie. And it's funny that the movie before was 20 years ago, and yet it still felt less cheesy and less.
But, you know, it's all good. If it did well enough for a third movie, I will watch it. Maybe a lot of people think it's cheesy and they'll read the reviews and they won't make it that cheesy.
Well, like I said, you know, for the holidays coming up this weekend, if you want some fun, you should check it out.
Yeah, watch it for sure.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Let's be clear. We all wanted to watch it.
Yeah, because I wasn't looking for Academy Award performances from this film.
No, me neither. I think we all came in with a certain amount of expectations.
I just wanted to have some fun. I was looking for fun.
I was looking for things on a crazy giant scale, and I got that.
And there were some twists that I did like.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I like alien technology. I like the science fiction factor in something when they pull it off right. I think that things, other parts of the movie could have been executed a little bit better.
It would have made the science fiction part more fun. If you don't want to recommend it, it's okay.
I will though. I will recommend it.
I've already given my piece on recommendation.
I'm just saying, you know, speak your truth.
My thing is, if you haven't seen the first one, go ahead, check this one out. You won't be as disappointed.
Yeah. And I agree with you on that. Yeah. I think that's one of the stronger things about the film. When you said that, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, so.
All right. And in regards to Free State of Jones, I loved it. Like I said, I can't wait to own it.
Can you give me a scale?
The whole thing, I give it a 10.
A 10 out of 10?
Really?
Yeah.
Perfect movie.
I give it a 10.
How would you rank it with one of your other favorite movies?
I was going to say, can you name me like maybe one or two other 10s in your opinion? Just so that we know.
Oh, sure, dude. Blue Velvet. Dune.
Okay, hold on.
David Lynch.
What would you have ranked?
Empire Strikes Back. I mean, yeah, man. I mean.
Okay.
What would you rank the first Avengers movie?
I give that one like a 9.
What's the highest? What's the best Marvel movie you've seen?
The best Marvel movie?
Yeah,
like the newer ones.
Because you're a big superhero lover, so.
I would say. The best one.
For me, it was the new Captain America. I know you didn't like the ending, but there was so much that went on. It was way more emotional. It was darker. Black Panther was sick. That was my favorite so far.
I'm going to say Guardians of the Galaxy, but I want to know how this.
So I'll say Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man and the new X-Men.
Ant-Man was good as well.
Good choice, yeah. Do you think that this, as much as you love those movies, do you think that your love has any comparison when it comes to Free State of Jones? I know they're two different types of movie, but as far as just raw passion towards it.
If you were on
Mariana
the island.
Mariana told
you. Yeah. If you're on the island. Yeah, thank you, Mariana. That's the kind of question I'm asking.
If I'm on the island and I'm in a serious mood, Free State of Jones is on deck with me, bro.
Okay, so it's that
dude,
big.
Dude, he said 1 to 10. I gave you a 10. Yeah. Should I have said 12?
I want to know what 10 means to you, though, because
that's why I asked you first.
It's the highest honors.
That's why I asked you for examples. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, yeah.
What about you, Jordan? I want to know where you ranked it, and then give me some other, like two or three other movies that you ranked the same.
Okay.
And why?
I wouldn't bring it on a desert island. I can say that.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, you said a 6 or a 5.
I'd say a six. I'd say it's six.
Now give me another 6.
In the same kind of genre?
Doesn't matter. Just give me a why.
I'd say it's better than the new Independence Day. But I don't know because I agree to that.
It's better than the new Independence Day.
It's a movie that it seems more. I'd have to rank it amongst other movies that just kind of felt like they ran a little bit long.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a trudge to me. So,
like I said, 2 to 1. And then all three are on this. Well, I guess all three of us on the same accord with Independence Day, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your six is kind of more like a five and a four, bro. Yeah.
I think it's a solid six. You'll know when there's a four. Okay.
All right. So, well, that is the show. And with Jordan, well.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let me, you can find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We have gsmcpodcast.com. You can find us on Google Play. Subscribe to us on iTunes. We're pretty much everywhere at this point. So just check us out, guys. And in the meantime, do you guys have anything else to say?
Hey, it's been great. I'm looking forward to the weekend. And thank you all for listening to us.
The weekend, our next music review. No, I'm kidding, guys. That's not a thing.
I can't feel my face. Oh,
yeah. But yeah, our next episode, we're going to be reviewing The Lobster. And we're also going to be reviewing The Shallows. So right, you guys on. Stay tuned. Until then, me, Mariano, and Keith will just have to all see you guys somewhere out in space.
Oh, dude, get your own line, dude. Get your own line.
I feel like you saying get your own line is your line, and now I've stolen space.
You're a thief, bro.